The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Well, good morning, Northeast Florida. I hope everybody is having a wonderful day. And what kind of a week did we have? Oh, my goodness. The president on TV talking about the coronavirus and all the things that are happening and school closings and businesses closings. You wonder, how is that going to affect real estate? We're going to talk about that today, and we want to reassure you, there is nothing to panic about whatsoever. There are people running to stores also, buying toilet paper. It's like, the world is going crazy. You know what? There is no shortage of toilet paper. I remember back in the 70s where there was a shortage of gas. Well, there really was a shortage of gas because no one was producing it. But today, there's no shortage of paper, of toilet paper. It's in everyone's home. The only shortage is it's not in the stores. So everyone, don't panic. If you don't have it, it'll be restocked shortly. There's no shortage. That's right. And there's no shortage of real estate either. There's plenty of it around. The real estate market is great. Interest rates are great. We're going to go into more detail about that as we go through the show. This is nothing like 2007, 2008, when there was a tanking. That's not going to happen here. We will tell you there is going to be a little bit of effect. I don't think it's going to have any effect on prices, but it will have an effect perhaps on how long it may take to sell your home. There may be a few less buyers, but it's okay. We're going to get into more detail of that as we go through. We had a great week because we had a closing yesterday. And you know what? First-time home buyer. I love first-time home buyers. And this was a Navy man, single Navy man. Malcolm, we salute you for being in the service. Young man, 24 years old, buying his first house. Just love it when we can hand the keys over to a service member and just a big, big grin on his face when he got to get the keys to his home. We want to thank him for our service to our country and just a very, very nice, well-mannered young man. And you know what? When you serve the country, there's a difference when you have a military person. It's always yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and what a pleasure it is to have that. And, you know, I'm 65 years old, but you rarely have that where somebody says yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I'm so not used to it. I say, just call me Howard. I'm Howard. By the way, Angela is not here in the studio. She is getting well. Oh, wait a minute. Is she on? Oh, no, she's going to come on in just a few minutes. She's going to be on with us.
I am on.
You are on. Angela is on with us. Good morning.
See, I've been on, and I've been patiently waiting for you to know that I was here because you took my line and everything.
Well, go ahead and give it to us.
Good morning, everybody. I am so excited to be here with you today on this gorgeous, sunshiny, going to be 85 today. Get ready. Woohoo. Regular Florida weather. This is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
Well, Angela, yes. You haven't been with us for several weeks now. Tell everybody what's happened to you and why you haven't been here.
Can I just say that I fell down and went boom?
Yeah.
And I broke my foot in two places. I broke my wrist in two places. So, frankly, I have been trying to learn how to navigate the world with these new details about myself. And I am right-handed, so I'm having trouble writing. I'm learning to do everything with my left hand. You know, it's been a challenge, but it's been something that I keep trying to find the silver lining in. So, you know, like, I hope to be ambidextrous by the time this is done. You know, things like that. I'm trying to stay really positive and upbeat and happy and all that, despite my limitations.
Well, I am so glad that you are on the phone with us today. And I know, of course, that you are doing so many real estate things for our business behind the scenes, because instead of just, you know, out showing people houses, you know, after the person settles on buying a home or listing a home, there are so many things that happen, and you are doing all of those things behind the scenes. So we appreciate, I appreciate you doing all of those things. And I know our customers do, because you're on the phone, gosh, all day long doing things. You're just not laying there watching TV. So,
oh gosh, no. I'd like to lay here and watch TV, but that's not happening because there is work to be done. And you know, I love to work. I love to work. So, y'all keep the business coming. Howard's got the front end. I got the back end. We still have our assistant. We still have Rob. We actually have a new assistant too, which I don't think we've talked about. Karimi Nakashi, who was my very first real estate partner 21 years ago. She didn't hang out with us through that time. She was in the business about a year and then did some other things and then retired from that. And then we just sold her son a house. And she was like, oh, I wish I had something to do. Please come and work for us. So our old team is back together, and we're just so excited and having so much fun. We're like little kids hanging out together.
And
it's a lot of fun.
Her son was very, very lucky. He got married 2 weeks ago and went on a European vacation with his wife and got back from Europe just in time before Europe essentially closed down. So.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a special day. Because you're on the phone with us. It's also a very special day. One of the fun things that we've done over the years, not over the years, but over the last year or so, is tell everybody what's special about the day. And, of course, it's March 14th. Not only is it my brother's birthday, but it is Pi Day. So those of you mathematicians out there know that it is Pi Day. It's also Einstein's birthday. So it is Celebrate Scientist Day and also Genius Day, which celebrates Einstein's birthday. It's also Crowdfunding Day, Moth-er Day. That's not mother, it's Moth-er, to celebrate moths. How about that?
Really?
And learn
We're
about butterflies. Moths. Yes. Now you're going to hate this one, Angela. Absolutely hate it.
Then why did you add it?
No, because not everybody's going to hate it like you. It's National Save a Spider Day.
Ew.
Well, because spiders eat other bad bugs.
They have their role. Yes,
that's
nice.
It's National Children's Craft Day.
That's fun.
And here's a new nice one: Write Your Own Story Day.
Ooh!
How about that? Angela,
what's the background of that one? Do you know?
I don't know. It's also Science Education Day. And you love this
that.
One. It's Potato Chip Day, National Potato Chip Day.
Why would I love that one?
Because you love potato chips, especially the flavored ones.
Hmm. Do I?
You do. It's now known. It's now known. That's right.
I don't know if I love them, but I enjoy them when I have them. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we are so glad that you are on the air with us today. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a contest. And also, we're going to talk about the effect on buyers with the coronavirus. We're going to talk about it for sellers with the virus and overall the market. So, and if customers, buyers or sellers or just listeners have a thought on that about their particular house, you can give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
And you're going to stay on the air with us for the entire show, aren't you?
The whole show.
Well, that's good. I'm so glad that you are doing that. It's great to have your voice on the other end of the line. We certainly appreciate that. And then we're going to have a special segment later on that you've got to hear about. It's a wild one. Take care, everybody. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for staying with us after the break. Angela, you still with us?
Yeah, you taking my line?
Well, I didn't. You couldn't see the light come on in the studio to say we're back
on
the air.
I can hear when the music goes, though. See?
All right.
We'll work out the kinks of this.
Okay.
How the Van Wees have done this multiple times and made it seem easy. But it is so exciting to be able to be on the show today, even though I'm not able to be there in person. So,
I am so glad that you are here. So we want to talk about the coronavirus a little bit and what effect that may have on real estate. And we want to tell everyone, first of all, do not panic. It's not going to have any effect that we're aware of. But will it affect you? Our answer is, well, we're not absolutely sure yet, because we don't know how long all of these things are going to occur. I mean, we know that schools are, you know, delayed about 2 weeks, and we know that sporting events are coming to a close. We know that some businesses are going to close. Now, we know, of course, that if you, as a buyer, perhaps, were thinking about buying and your business, your employer shut down, we know that you're not going to continue with the purchase because you may not be getting the income that you thought you were going to have. So that may have an effect on you. Now, that happens to millions and millions and millions of people. then, you know, that could have an effect. That will have an effect on the economy and will certainly have an effect on real estate as a whole. But we don't know whether this is going to last for 2 months or 2 years. I doubt it's going to have an effect for 2 years. I doubt it's going to have an effect for a year. They're going to come up with a vaccine, I'm sure, that's going to eradicate this, and then things will get back to normal. Now,
well, can I add something?
Of course you can.
Okay, I feel like we're going to have a little disruption right now, though. I mean, if you think about it, people are panicking, and so when people are in panic, they tend to not make decisions that involve money or whatever. The other thing is, and we just heard this from someone recently who said they lost $500,000 in the stock market, and they're in the middle of putting together their plan to, you know, custom build a home. And so they're like, okay, now I got to look at the things I'm not going to add to the house. So there are some real impacts, but as you say, we hope that they're short term and not long term. But even for us, Howard, one of the things we love to do is to have open houses and meet buyers and showcase the homes that we have listed. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how many people want to come out and look at homes. They might not want to with the idea of social distancing, you know, not spreading the virus or the potential of getting a virus. They may well stay at home. So this could be a short-term disruptor as well.
Yes, I think it will be a short-term disruptor, but I don't think it's going to be a major thing. So let's talk about how it will be, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So let's say you're a buyer. There may be, particularly on the homes that are, let's say, $100,000 to $250,000. You know, we've seen in the past, recently, that there's a lot of competition for those houses. And if they look good and priced right, there might be multiple offers or have been. I think that may diminish now because so there may be less competition. If you're a buyer and you're still looking and you're in a place where you're not worried about losing your job because of the economy, because of the virus, you might be able to get that house without that competition. That's a good thing for you as the buyer. Now, let's turn that around and say you are the seller. There may be less lookers for your home. Now, that it doesn't mean your house is not going to sell. It just means that it may take a little bit longer to sell your home. Your home, if it looks good and it's priced right, it's still going to sell. It just may take a little bit longer. Now, remember, we've been saying for a year now that two things. Number one, interest rates are really low. That's great.
Yes.
They still remain extremely low. We've also been saying that there is a shortage of homes on the market, about 20% less than there were a year ago. That shortage still remains. Now, if fewer people are buying, this gives an opportunity for the marketplace to catch up to where it should be because there's a shortage of homes. So overall, I don't think this is going to be a terrible thing. So we are not planning any gloom and doom by any stretch of the imagination. Interest rates are still absolute, not still, have gotten over the last 2 years to about the lowest that they have ever been. In fact, if you look at the interest rates, and Angela, you want to talk about interest rates while we've got that?
Well, absolutely I can.
Page
First
two.
Of all, they're super duper low, right? Okay, so here's what we want to say. They are really, really fantastic. So whether you're thinking about buying or even if you're thinking about refinancing, the 30-year conventional rate is at 3.36%. This time last year, it was 4.31. That's a whole point down, Howard. The 15-year rate, it's at an unbelievable, ready, 2.77%. This time last year, it was 3.76. Howard, are you seeing the trend? It's a point less. That's amazing. The 30-year in the FHA, the VA in the FHA 30-year rate, it's at 3.75%.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Fantastic. Yeah, because you figure on those two loans, you're putting down less money than you would on a conventional loan. So you're not putting that much down and the rate's below 4%. This is a great time to buy. Also, you know, we can think about, should we do the five-year adjustable rate or not? You might not. You might consider just doing the 15-year fix because the interest rate's lower. It's just a great time to think about buying and certainly to think about refinancing.
You know, when the interest rates are that low, you know, you have volatility in the stock market. And the Van Wees always talk about, you know, the stock market, generally speaking, always goes up. And it does over time. But if you're worried about volatility, then it's good to go into the housing market and invest in real estate. Angela and I have investments in real estate. We own several houses together. You know, we own a couple of condos. We know over time rents go up, but the price of the real estate doesn't. So we buy for the long term and we get income. We will have income when we retire. And, you know, when people retire and they hope to live off of the stock market, if the stock market takes a tumble like it has, that's a problem. But your income from rent does not take a tumble.
Correct. So, it's a great, great way to make money is investing in real estate and having rental properties. So when it's fantastic. I want to say that it's more insulated than the stock market is.
You know, it's interesting.
There's a little bit of fluctuation in home prices. They go up, they go down, but not to the same degree that you see like what's happening right now in the stock market.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's really a great vehicle for financing, for money for yourself. Sorry.
Some people have money in the bank in CDs, whatever. They're making 1%, 1.5%.
Yeah,
and we can
do that.
We can make 5%, 6%, 7%, 8% on our real estate returns.
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
I can borrow, I can use other people's money. There's a term, OPM, other people's money. That's the government money. Buy a home for 3%, 4%, whatever, and then get a return from rent at 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, maybe even 8% if I buy the right property. Use the government's money, get a loan, and get a return.
Yes.
So
it's wonderful.
Yeah. So take. Go ahead.
I want to say also that there's multiple lenders right now who are out there who are willing to give you a loan for rental property. It's an investor loan. You have to have 20-25% to put down, but then they will give you the loan as long as you can show what the rents are going to be on that property. A little bit higher interest rate than what the normal rate is that I just quoted, but still, what a great way to get into this part of the business. So if you're interested in that, you should call us and we'll help you find the perfect properties that are great rental properties. And they can be in all price points from, you know, lower priced all the way up to executive homes.
It's wait a minute.
Wonderful way.
Can you do that while you're laid up in bed?
Of course. I have a whole team of people who can do stuff.
There you can. You can do all of the research, find the homes. I'll take them out to see them. But all of the behind the scenes stuff, finding the right place, finding the opportunities, you can do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's fun, and I love to do it.
All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to do something fun. We're going to talk about things that you rarely or never see in homes anymore, but you used to see in them. I bet a lot of our listeners can come up with things. What did I used to see in houses that I don't see anymore?
I know what I used to see, but you said it wasn't on the list. Tell people anyway.
Okay. All right, stay with us, everyone. You can call in with things that you used to see in homes that you don't see anymore. Stay with us.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House has approved legislation to provide direct relief to Americans suffering physically, financially, or emotionally from the coronavirus pandemic. The action comes after President Trump declared the outbreak a national emergency, freeing up money and resources to fight it. He also threw his support behind the congressional package. Still, he's denied any responsibility for delays in making testing available for the new virus, even though his critics in the media and the Democrat Party have tried to blame him. He says it's actually a system that was outdated, and he's been working to remake it more in keeping with modern times and technology. For those who are still flying in the wake of the new coronavirus, the TSA is easing up on restrictions on bottles of hand sanitizer. On Wall Street, the markets responded well yesterday after the president's announcement at the White House. The Dow was up almost 2,000 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered if there's a diamond cutter known as the best in the world, the answer is yes, there is. And it's Hearts on Fire, who have the world's most perfectly cut diamond, and we have them at Underwoods. When anybody comes in and looks at one of these diamonds, the first thing they say is, "Wow!" That's because these diamonds are cut for absolute maximum beauty and are really worth seeing, so you have an idea of how good a diamond can really look. They have perfect polish, perfect symmetry, perfect proportions, and perfect light performance, and are backed with an American Gem Society diamond quality document. Now, not every diamond could be a Hearts on Fire diamond, because only certain rough diamonds in the hands of the most skilled cutters working in state-of-the-art cutting facilities can cut these. In fact, only 200 diamond cutters out of the 1 million people employed in the diamond cutting trade are skilled enough to cut a Hearts on Fire diamond. And they're available at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Huge steak sale! 20 ribeyes, $30. What? Crazy Jimmy is in town, and prices are insane. We have T-bones, New York strips, fillets, sirloins, marinated chicken breasts, and pork. 20 ribeyes, $30. At the Orange Park Mall at 10143 Beach Boulevard under the big top tent across from the giant orange dinosaur. And 9025 New Kings Road by Jack's Tractor Supply. Five-star steaks shipped from the Midwest. Crazy Jimmy's prices are insane. 20 ribeyes, $30. All Midwestern USA steaks. 20 ribeyes, $30. Going on now. Orange Park Mall, 10143 Beach Boulevard, under the big top tent, across from the giant orange dinosaur. And at 9025 New Kings Road by Jack's Tractor Supply. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Accepting credit, debit, cash, and EBT.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, March 21st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, March 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. Please note, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, many of these events have been canceled or postponed. Please verify prior to your attending.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be partly sunny through the weekend with highs into the middle 80s. Monday's high will be 76. Partly cloudy nights all week with lows into the lower 60s. And then about a 20% chance of rain starting Tuesday, running through Thursday night.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Yes, Angela is calling in today. She is back. We appreciate that. Hopefully next week she'll be back in the studio.
We'll see.
All right.
How things are going. You know, I wanted to say something, Howard, if you don't mind if I interject. Actually, I think I want to interject two things. One is, like it said, this segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy. I just want to tell you guys, to the realtors out there, if you don't have a lender that you use, think about Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Partners. She did a deal for us, the one you just were talking about, the first-time home buyer. VA loan, closed in 30 days, and this house needed repairs. We had to get the appraiser to come back out, and she was still able to get that closing on time, less than 30 days. That's a big deal in lender world. And so we are really proud to be connected with her. And anyone who needs to get a loan, you want her to do your loan. If you're buying a house, have her do your loan. The other thing is, I talked to William Chandler in the last 24 hours, and he's our Property 360 home inspector. And one of the things he shared with me, Howard, is he just got a designation that less than like 60 people in the entire nation have. It's a stucco inspector. This will allow him to even teach the classes to the inspectors about everything about stucco. So, you know, he is just so well educated, and I just have to give him, you know, a shout out this morning and thank him for being the kind of guy who continuously is educating himself. It makes him a better commodity in the marketplace as compared to all the other people who don't take the time to continue to make their skills better and better and better.
Well, that's great for William. Yeah, because we've seen a lot of inspections previously that said had cracks in the stucco that said you need to get it further investigated by a stucco expert or stucco contractor. And so he's the guy to call.
Yeah, if you hire William, you don't need to. You won't see that on the report because he is the expert. I mean, think about what I'm saying. Less than 60 people have this certification, and this class is only taught so that people can get certified in it every 5 years.
Wow.
So there's not even a big opportunity for people to get to this level. I mean, it's that
special.
I want to say obscure, but I don't. That's not the right word.
He knows so much.
Anyway.
All right.
Great job to William Chandler, and we, again, appreciate being connected with him and having him service all of our customers and everybody that we can talk to, getting them to use his company, Property 360, whether it's for home inspections or pest control.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right. We want to do a little fun thing right now. These are things that you rarely see in homes anymore. And by the way, if any of our callers want to come and call and add some things to the list, it might be fun. So,
the number to call is 222-8255. 222-8255.
First one I've got is a phone niche. This is a little shelf into the wall where you kept your phone book and then your dial phone on top of that. Now, here's one that you rarely ever see in Florida, but you see it up in the north where people had basements, and that is what's called a standing toilet. And it's a toilet that's rarely ever used, but the purpose is that if the sewer backed up from the street, it would first back up in the basement and not the main living area.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that was really
from the north. I didn't know that.
That would be the purpose of it, because you don't want to damage your main living area where you have carpet and you have nice wood floors or anything like that. Where you want it to go, you want it to back up into the basement that's just generally unfinished. So that was only really the purpose of it. It just stood in the middle of the basement, and you know, people are generally not down in the unfinished part of the basement where only the washing machine and dryer was.
Very, very, very interesting.
Now, here's one I had never heard of before, but apparently this was done back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. There was purposefully put a beehive in the wall of homes. And listen to this. The purpose was to get honey for the homeowners and also to prevent bees from coming into the house, because then they would have a place to go, and that would be to their hive. So they wouldn't come into the house from the outside. They would go directly into the wall.
really interesting.
Interesting.
Yes.
How about this? A lot of people would remember this. A slit in the back of the medicine cabinet.
No, I
don't know
what
that's
that.
For.
What is that for? No.
Well, men used to use razor blades when they had the two-sided blade. And
yes.
When the razor blade got used, you would put it in the slit in the back of the medicine cabinet and it would just fall between the wall. And that way you wouldn't get cut and put it in your trash can. You don't see that anymore. That was the purpose of that.
It seems quite unnecessary to do it that way. Plus, can you imagine doing a remodel in a house and you go, what are all these razor blades doing here?
Well, men used to know what it was for and they did that.
Yeah.
When I was young, I had a medicine cabinet and it had a slit in the back and that's what it was for. How about a second smaller staircase used for servants to get to their own quarters? Now, obviously, this was for rich people. It was actually a shorter door and a smaller staircase so they could come down or go. You know, their servants' quarters were either upstairs in a separate area, cordoned off, or downstairs.
Yeah.
Usually off of the kitchen.
Hmm.
Now, some of you will remember this. Light switches that were two buttons. You push one for on and one for off. And those were usually associated with knob and tube wiring, which is cloth-covered wiring.
Right.
Now, in the North,
we still have some of that in the older areas.
We rarely find it, but it's still there. How about an outside coal door opening in the basement? So the door was outside. It opened up into the basement to a little chute, a little thing where... companies would come and shovel coal into the basement when you had coal-fired furnaces.
I remember seeing those. My family was from Michigan. But, you know, we don't have basements here, so the Floridians who are listening aren't going to know what you're talking about. But there's certainly a lot of transplants in Florida who have come from the North, and I'm sure they know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. How about a dumbwaiter?
Oh, yeah.
You see that in movies.
Do.
Yeah. And...
yeah.
A boot scraper at the front door. That's to get rid of mud. It's this metal thing with little ridges on it. See the steps?
My grandma had one of those, yeah.
Okay. Now, here's one. A milk delivery door. Now, this is when they used to deliver milk. There's a tiny little door next to the front main door of the house, and the milkman would open the door, put the bottles of milk in, and then... the homeowner would open the corresponding door on the inside of the house, take the milk out, and then close the door.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about picture rails to hang pictures inside home?
We still see those in the older homes here, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Transom windows that open.
Now, I love that.
Now, transom windows can either be on the outside of the home or between rooms. That's for airflow, before air conditioning.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Couple more. A button in the middle of the floor that would be used to call servants, obviously in the big older homes.
I've never seen one of those. No.
Now here's one that you see in virtually every home, but I bet 10 years from now, builders will no longer put these in.
What?
Phone jacks.
They seem rather obsolete, don't they?
Yes. And one more thing that's actually not part of the home. But you don't see these in homes anymore that you used to see all the time. When I was a kid, I saw this in homes, and that is my family doctor or doctor visits when I was sick as a child.
Oh, but come on now. Now they've got it on computers, so you can do teledoc.
Teledoc, that's right.
On your computer, that's right. That's what everybody's going to do right now with the coronavirus.
All right.
Talk to the teledoc.
By the way, if any of our listeners have something else that you used to see in homes that you don't see now, give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
222-8255.
All right. Hey, when we come back after the break, we've got a We Can Help segment. Now, we got a call from a homeowner who is planning to sell his home in a few months. And he's in a cookie-cutter community, and he wants to know, how can he differentiate his home when all the others are just the same? How can he differentiate it other than price? We got the answer. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be back with you today on this gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday. I want to say, go outside and do something fun. Remember social distancing, but get out in this gorgeous Florida weather. It will make you feel better. You need to clear your head. You need to get away from the TV listening to coronavirus, coronavirus. It just adds stress and anxiety. Don't do it. Go outside, get some fresh air, sit in the sunshine, get some vitamin D. Enjoy your life as it's putting us in this new situation. And remember this, it's family time. It's time to be with your family. Family can be stressful, so you need to figure out a way to deal with that, right?
There you
keep
go.
Keep your anxiety levels down, because you're going to be with them a lot right now.
All
That's
right.
Okay, it'll be fun. Make it family dinners and game night and make it fun.
And if you are in the market, then you can come and see one of the houses that we have on the market. I'm going to have a open house after the show that we'll talk about in a few minutes. Hey, you know, we get calls during the week, and I got an interesting call this week. It was from a homeowner who was planning on selling their home in a few months, and he explained that he lived in a large community of very similar homes that were all built within 18 months of each other about 8 years ago. And there were only four basic models. Essentially, He said it was, as he described it, a cookie-cutter community. And several were on the market always, that they always continued to sell those. So it wasn't it wasn't like people were moving out of the community. It's just, you know, they came on the market, they sold. And what he was worried about was when he puts his on the market, how can he sell it quicker other than pricing it lower, perhaps even sell it for more than the others? And I thought, well, that's an interesting question. But, you know, some consumer products that are sold are actually identical to others but command much higher prices. So I said, take aspirin, for example. Now, the company called Bayer, they virtually captured the market. Why? Because it was initially marketed better. Now, the same can go for the sale of a house. You know, we always give advice to the seller to consider the human senses of sight and smell and sound and even touch by decluttering, making nice curb appeal, neatening the shelves and closets and trimming bushes and neutralizing wall colors and removing personal pictures and clean, and even more clean. We even recommend shampooing carpets. You can have a stager freshen up the decor. You need to make the home absolutely move-in ready so that when prospective buyers see the pictures on the internet, because that's where they look, they will absolutely ask their realtors to put your home on the list to see it. And then when they come in person, they're going to say, wow, it looks even better than when in person. Those are some ways to differentiate your home from the other cookie cutters. But wait, there's more. We as realtors can enhance the marketing with professional pictures, pictures of the community amenities, doing open houses, doing broker's opens, marketing of the open houses. Because some people, all they do with the open houses is just put them in the multiple listing service. Open houses can be marketed. For example, when we do an open house, we put a 14-foot flag out front. We want neighbors coming to see the open house. They may want people, they may want a friend to move into the neighborhood. We put your home on TV. We put it on the radio. We do pretty brochures. But there are other suggestions that you can do. For example, have you ever thought about doing a pre-inspection and then fixing all of the items ahead of time? Have you thought about power washing the exterior of the house, including the driveway and sidewalk? It's amazing how dingy sidewalks and driveways get. And when you do it and you compare it to the houses next door, your house just shines. Angela, you have a couple of others?
Oh, yeah. There's so many things you can do. One of the things I was thinking about is you can offer closing cost assistance to the buyer. That sets you apart from other sellers. You could offer a 1 or a 2 year home warranty. That's another nice feature buyers would be attracted to. You could offer to prepay 1 or even 2 years of the HOA and or the CDD fees. This could make some people actually qualify for a house that maybe they couldn't qualify for otherwise.
That's a really good one. It could make some people qualify. Yeah, I like
that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if the house doesn't have, let's say, a washer and dryer, or you think the competition doesn't, because a lot of people like to take their washer and dryer with them when they move, offer to get a new washer and dryer for the home. That's another thing that buyers are really looking for is appliances. They don't want to have to come into the home and then have to buy them. So with all these things, not only will your house sell faster, but you can probably sell it for more money. I love that, more money.
Yeah,
right?
don't think cookie cutter anymore. Angela and I can help make the best marketing for your home too. So
absolutely.
So just because you live in a cookie-cutter community, you can make your home stand out. It's making it look better on the inside. It's making it look better on the outside. It's marketing it better. It's having a realtor that does the right thing. It's having perhaps a stager come in and freshening it up. And most important of all, where do people see the house first? They see it on the internet.
Yeah.
They see the pictures first. That's what gets people to know, I want to come and look at it. It has to look perfect on the pictures. We use a professional to take the pictures. It's amazing what our photographer does. They charge about twice as much as everybody else. It's worth it. It has to be marketed right.
Howard,
what
you need to mention too, that for the seller, they don't pay that. You and I pay that fee. We pay. Watson Realty doesn't pay. But us as the agent, we understand the value of having professional photographs, and we pay the photographer to come out and work their magic.
Okay. So just because you think you have a cookie-cutter home, we can help you change that cookie-cutter into a gourmet, extra-large, wonderful cookie. So it's not cookie cutter anymore.
That's funny. You know when else all these suggestions really help homeowners as well is when you're still competing with the builder. So when you have a large neighborhood and maybe you need to sell your home prior to the builder being finished selling homes in the neighborhood, these ideas that we just talked about, they're great to help you to position against the builder. Because, you know, people get to choose, oh, do I want a house that's 1 or 2, maybe even 3 years old? Or I can just go to the builder and get a brand new house in the same neighborhood. You know, let us help you figure out why and how to showcase your home against the builder so that people will want to choose you instead.
Yeah, the important thing, I mean, these are just general things that we've talked about, but we want to come and see your home and can make specific suggestions for your particular home. So you can call us. We'll come by. And even if you're selling in 6 months from now, let us come by and tell you what you need to do to get your home ready.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? It's time.
We come out, the more time you have to implement some of these ideas.
All right. You know what it's time for? Okay. You know, even though there is the coronavirus in the news, the other thing in the news is Sims Cove Lane in Mandarin. This is that truly executive home, almost 4,400 square feet, 4-bedroom, 4-bath, a balcony, an office, all kinds of built-ins. But the best thing, it is on the water. Bring your boat, bring your jet ski, and it has a view of the river. Oh my gosh, it has a lanai, it has a pool, view of the St. John's, a covered boat dock, 3-car garage, recirculating hot water, triple HVAC, all beautiful wood floors. This really is an executive home. 6-inch thick walls, just absolutely gorgeous. The house is all brick as well. It's $975. I'm going to be there today after the show, 2610 Sims Cove Lane, in Mandarin. You've got to come and to see this home. And Angela, I'm so glad that you got to call in today and be back with us on the show. Hopefully you are here in the studio with us next week. The Van Wees are on tap to tell you, what has happened in the economy with the stock market. Up, down, all around. They're going to tell you how to protect yourself and give you great advice. So stay on tap with them. God bless.